As more and more of these beings embody wealth and create wealth, the power of wealth is going to shift.
Welcome to Wealth Embodied. Together, along with some amazing guests, we'll explore and tap into our innate abundance and have meaningful conversations about developing our ability to embody the vibration of wealth while also uncovering new ways to think, feel, and cultivate our relationship with money so we can live our lives wealthy and aligned. Let's welcome our host, Alara Sage.
Hello, hello, and welcome to Wealth Embodied. This is the first episode under the new branding of Wealth Embodied, and I am so excited to be bringing forth a new theme, a new energy into the podcast. I thought today it could be very powerful to talk about my intention behind the new branding, specifically with regards to what I am seeing and calling the new era of wealth, and why this is really important right now. So, the new era of wealth is a new paradigm. It's a shift of paradigm. And what is a paradigm? A paradigm is really where humans are at in our vibratory state, right? Our belief structures, what's happening in our society, and how we're working together to create everything that happens here on planet Earth and, you know, anything else regarding humans. And when we shift paradigms, we're shifting an energetic vibration. And in the current state of where humans are, we are shifting a lot of paradigms because we are raising our frequency, raising our consciousness. So paradigms are shifting, you know, in finance, in our understanding of our mind and our body. And you may be seeing this, you know, really around everywhere where things are turning on as far as consciousness. People are becoming more conscious and more aware. So what I have been told and shown and experienced myself from higher self with regards to where humans are going in the relationship of wealth is what I'm terming the new paradigm of wealth. And this really has everything to do about, first and foremost, the embodiment of wealth. Okay. So that means embodiment is really being at a vibratory state of being and being fully present. Okay. So if you are embodying wealth, you are literally at the vibratory state of being as wealth. Okay. So that means that your thoughts, your actions, your feelings, and as well as what you create and experience all align with the vibration of wealth, which I like to define. Wealth to me is resource, and it is the availability, right, to the abundance of resource, to the affluence of resource. It is our prosperity. It is a feeling and sensation of security in and of ourselves. And from all of that, you know, thus creating wealth in the physical reality. So the new paradigm of wealth is rooted in embodiment. And this is an important aspect to the new paradigm of wealth, because it is going to be, you know, for those who are rooted, anchored, embodied in our sacral chakra, you know, our personal power, our sexual power, our emotional body, right? For those of us embodied and anchored open in our hearts, right? The energy of self-love, of love for others, of compassion, of gratitude, of giving, and of genius, also rooted and anchored in the third eye chakra, which is the imagination and being really conscious, mindful of one's thoughts and belief structures. using the higher consciousness, higher self, the beings, the parts, aspects of self that are in higher consciousness to guide us, to assist us to create here in the human reality. And this is going to revolutionize our world as we know it. And I have been shown this. I started being shown this in 2019. I was told that the financial structures would start collapsing, but I wasn't told much beyond that. And then ironically enough, not so ironic, my own financial structure, so to speak, collapsed. And then I was brought into this state of wealth consciousness and the embodiment of wealth. So as I've been going through that and experiencing that in my own body and in my life, also being shown how humanity is stepping into this. And, you know, we're really letting go of lack mentality, scarcity mentality. Now, that being said, there's still a lot of it on the planet. Okay. And it's going to take several years to really see a radical shift. Okay. So it's important to understand that when it comes to a collective consciousness like this, you know, the energies through which we are creating the collective consciousness, you could call it as the structure. Some people like to call it a grid because it is a grid. You can also think of it as sacred geometry, as formulas and or mathematical structures that make up the vibration that we are held in and abide by as humans. While that can shift and has already shifted, it still takes a while for, or can, I should say, it can take a while for humanity to really catch on fully where we are seeing it in the external reality. Okay? Much like when you embody a new vibratory state of being, there is the movement that happens, the change, the evolution that happens where you, as you bring that vibratory state of your body and being in more and more to what you are doing and creating, you start to then see the reflection of that in your physical reality. But it usually isn't absolutely instantaneous. And that's when we're talking about one person. And, you know, you are a conscious individual. So you are conscious of your vibratory state of being, your thoughts, all these things. And there are a lot of humans that aren't. So even though the new paradigm is vibrationally here, there is a lot of work that needs to be done in order for us to see it on the planet and start to really see that movement transpiring. But it really lights me up. It really lights me up because I feel very strongly that those people who are conscious, who are here and aligned with what their soul desires for them to experience, which is always of the higher good of all. It's always of the higher good of all. As more and more of these beings embody wealth and create wealth, the power of wealth is going to shift. It's going to shift. And people who have a lot of money and yet have no interest in the rest of humanity, you know, are going to start to dissolve, shift, lose their money. Who knows what's going to happen? But that will, the power will shift out of their hands. And the power coming into those who take all of this as responsibility. Because being wealthy is responsibility. And there's a lot of people, a lot of humans who have exercised the right of their responsibility towards the higher good of all. They have been greedy. They have perhaps even used that power to harm others. And with the rising of the feminine power and the activation of the Kundalini on the planet, this distortion of power is going to become painful. Because when you are out of alignment and you are in power, there is the rubber band, the tension of the rubber band that draws you back into your alignment becomes very, very taut, very tense. And that tension shows up in various different ways, our emotional body, or physical body, or mental body. And so those people who are holding wealth, not embodied, right? Because that's not embodied wealth. You can be rich and not be embodied in wealth. But those who hold the wealth, the rich, the money, right, and are not embodied, are going to start to feel that tension. And higher self is saying that they've already felt the tension. So the intention of this podcast is to continue to help you, oh conscious one, to learn, to understand, to be inspired and activated in how you can embody wealth, what it means to embody your wealth. And from a place of embodied wealth, how do you change, impact humanity? So we're going to be having conversations with guests, you know, on various different topics, all with the idea that this is important in embodying our wealth, in birthing a new paradigm for humanity, in rewriting the stories of scarcity into abundance, right? Of lack into wealth, rewriting the stories of humanity. And ultimately releasing ourselves from the false powers to be, the leaders that have taken advantage of humanity and manipulated humanity very extensively, and allow the individual humans to rise into leadership. This new era is a lot about empowering ourselves individually. And as we empower ourselves individually, we tear down the hierarchy and we come into synarchy. And synarchy is, it's where everybody really is of equality. That's what synarchy is. There is no hierarchy. It's not to say that there won't be people, some people who have more wealth than others, but even the people who have less wealth, so to speak, will have, you know, it'll balance itself out in some way. How that looks, I don't exactly know yet. But synarchy is synergy. It's harmony. And it's coherence. So it's all of humanity working in a place of coherence and synergy together. And, you know, we are so much more powerful when we do that. And the, you know, the little men, so to speak, the little people, the people that used to have no power or little power with regards to the government or these false leaders, will have all the power. Well, we will all have the power. We do have the power now. It's just a realization for people to recognize that they have the power now. And as humanity rises in that power of self, it'll be the breaking down of these hierarchies and, you know, the one leader at the top, etc. There's always going to be some level of leadership, but not from a place of hierarchy, simply from that is the role that some people play very well, while other people play other roles well differently. So it is rooted more in genius and the remembrance, the realization of our unique genius, and how does that fit into the puzzle of humanity because it does. And it's important. All of our puzzle pieces are very, very important, and they do fit in. So leaders will still exist, but they will truly be leading from the heart and from a place that is serving all, serving the higher good of all. So this is the intention of the podcast moving forward. This is where we are moving forward. Right now, what comes into mind is, you know, there will be a point in time for humanity when we don't really have money anymore. But I don't see that happening anytime in the near future. We are going to, as we embody wealth, money will become something that is less of a focus. You know, simply things like your own personal power, your unique genius, really consciously creating your life in play and from a place of embodiment is going to outweigh the focus on money. Whereas right now there's just so much focus on money, all from a place of lack. Right. So once we feel, we believe that we truly are innately wealthy, we won't need to focus on it anymore. So that will be a radical shift as well. And then money will just start to kind of go away. It'll exist less and less. And humanity will recreate another structure of, you know, market, so to speak, of the market where everybody's bringing forth their unique genius. And it's just the knowing that it all gets repaid to you. It all comes back to you because that's the way this synarchy works. So very, very exciting times ahead. And if any of this resonates with you, or simply the topic of wealth embodiment resonates with you, then I'm really excited for you, because it means that you are right here at this precipice and you are a change maker, you are a trailblazer, you are leading this revolution, because this is absolutely a revolution. How long has money had a hold on people? You know, how long has money been this focus that we have created an unhealthy relationship with, and, you know, thus created all this distortion between us? And money isn't here to be between us. It's here to support us. And what happens when we really allow ourselves to be nurtured by money? So these are all wonderful contemplation questions and places of inquiry and curiosity that are what is coming and what is even right now. So thank you so much for being on this journey of rebranding with me. I was feeling it for several months. But just letting it all happen at its own desire. And then it came in very clear. And it's not ironic that, honestly, we just celebrated the 1-year anniversary. And I couldn't quite make it happen on that 1-year anniversary. But it was in August of 2023 that the Ecstatic Woman was born. And here, a year later, we are rebranding. And it honestly feels like it's been a lifetime. So it was like a lot longer than a year, but I really do cherish your presence. And if you've been here from the beginning, then I really cherish your presence. And I do hope you will stay and find great value in these conversations to come.
Much Thank love. You for being a part of Wealth Embodied. As you experience each new day, we want you to feel that you are capable of tapping into your innate abundance and living your life wealthy and aligned. If you want to be invited to the next episode, just subscribe to our podcast. And if you need more information in the meantime, go to alarasage.com